This is the Daily Ghost Podcast.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome to the Daily Ghost Podcast. As always, I am Patrick Michael. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, as always, we got a creepy tale for you, and you know it. You know it. I mean, to come to a podcast called The Daily Ghost and expect something else is beyond me. But we're here. We're here. We're ready to do this episode. I'm excited about it. I'm trying to get episodes out there for you guys. So that way they're just ready to go. And I kind of record ahead of time. So the beginnings of these shows are always super random and I don't really have any point to them. I just like to kind of introduce the show a little bit. Nothing extreme, of course. You know, it's just me sitting here with a creepy tale that I'm about to read. And you know, life is strange. I'll say the one thing that I'm looking forward to. Obviously, I did some soundproofing in here. I moved some padding around. I reorganized it. I got a smaller lamp in my office now. And the excitement continues. And what I mean by that is I got a computer chair coming in, you guys. I'm excited. Holy shit. I feel like I haven't used a computer chair while on a computer since, I don't know, 2006. 2005, even. When we got the good ones. Like, you remember computer chairs in the beginning? The first computer chairs that people were getting? Oh, my God. Those things are like $15. You know, it's so small. There's no back padding. The wheels hardly ever work. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. No, I'm getting something much better than that. And unfortunately, of course, I would be like, oh, man, it would be great to have one of those giant gaming chairs with all the comfort in it. You know, it's just a comfortable-looking chair. Probably moves around pretty well. But I'm not going to spend $150 on a chair. That's crazy. But I am excited about getting the chair because the chair that I've been in is literally a kitchen chair that was picked up on the side of the road by one of my friends. It was like when we first moved, we needed some extra chairs. He's like, here, dude, I got this chair. I'm like, what the fuck? It might not have been. I think it was actually out of his house, but the story's funnier if he just picked it up on the side of the road. But this chair here, super squeaky. And had I not went out of my way and purchased extra padding to sit on, wow. Uncomfortable as shit. Very uncomfortable. So, you know, I buy these $5 pads to sit on just to make it that much more comfortable when I do the show. And now we got a computer chair coming in. And here's my only thing with that. Of course, I had many options. I had three different ones I was going to pick from. And what really swayed me in my decision was delivery date. The sooner the better. Right? I'll pay a little extra if it shows up sooner. And I actually just ordered it from walmart.com. So, yeah, hopefully the delivery goes well. Been having problems with some things here recently from Amazon. But hey, you know, you can't expect greatness. You can't expect it. You can hope for it, but you can't expect it. And that's why we're here to do another creepy tale. And I'm excited about this one. So let's dive into this the way that we always have. Turn the lights down, and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast right now. Today's creepy story comes from the author Arvid Burt, 96. What a crazy name that is. The story is called The Withering Brain. It has 215 views. It's rated 4.4 by 5 users. With one comment. The Withering Brain by Arvid Burt. 96. Dementia is a sad ending for many of our old. A condition that claims our loved parents and grandparents, confining them to an undignified life inside the husk of what they once were. It remains, in many ways, one of the most cruel ways to die. Slowly, gradually, apathetically, eating away at the fundamental core of the afflicted until they're completely emptied of substance. The scientists attribute dementia to diseases of different kinds. Degenerative conditions that quite literally wither the brain away. There is no known cure, as you know, but new medication is constantly tested in efforts to resolve this new epidemic among our aging population. We're still far away from any type of remedy. And if the reader has a relative suffering from dementia in the late stages, you deserve to know what's happening to your loved one. You must realize that your dementia-riddled relative is lost. Whether their condition has developed far enough, you can see it in their glazed eyes. Their gradual descent into fear, forgetfulness, and terror is indeed a symptom of a brain in degradation. And after their very being has been hollowed out, something else fills that space that has been freed. Something evil. Something far more worthy of our terror. So next time you visit your demented relative, staring blankly into nothing, mumbling incoherently, and repeating the same things again and again as if a broken record, know that whatever has filled that part of them that is gone can never truly hurt you. Not yet, at least. Not, that is, until the same genetic condition that caused their dementia withers your own brain away. And over the years, as you yourself are hollowed out, you forget many things, but learn only one. What exactly it is that the senile elders are screaming at. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretties.